Penguin Random House Audio presents Minecraft, The Lost Journals by Murr Lafferty. Read for you by Emily Schaefer. Prologue.
From the Lost Journal of... Today I nurse the considerable burns I received when encountering... And I barely made it out alive. It was a yellow monstrosity, a cube surrounded by... I foolishly thought that my shirt would be good enough, thinking this was just a scouting mission. The promise of strong and other riches are too tempting to ignore. But wool armor is not a thing that exists, despite what... insisted. My shirt protected me from nothing. I'll have to tell that they were wasting their time. And I'm sorry for the lost wool. And the lost sheep. I did find something of interest. But it was guarded by those fire things. I will have to get more data before I face them again. Now to sneak to the village to see if someone will trade a healing potion with me. I hope I don't run across... I couldn't face them right now. I think I have perfected building the portal. Almost nothing went wrong this time. I did have the problem of zombies on this side, and on the other side there were more of those terrible fire creatures. But hey, when life gives you mushrooms, you make mushroom soup. I made a small platform and brought a great deal of cobblestone through to build a safe area. I think I am making progress. Why write things down if you don't intend anyone to read them? And yet, I hope no one reads this. I've been attacked by more creatures on the other side and barely escaped with my life. If I can't find a safe place to live there, I will certainly die. But living on this side is no longer an option. If you do find this journal, don't follow my lead. The danger is high and the risks are many. The only treasure I've gotten is a block of material that burns me when I touch it. Nothing valuable is on the other side. Right now, I seek only freedom.
Part 1. Chapter 1. Might as well raise mushrooms. Orange and redheads bobbed up and down in the local cove, bleeding as they surfaced and gurgling when they sank. Allison shook her head. The sheep had gotten loose and gone straight for the water. Again. She crossed her arms and watched their fuzzy square heads appearing and disappearing in the water, showing no sign that they were considering coming to dry land anytime soon. What was with these sheep? They wanted to be in the water more than any sheep she'd ever known. Her parents had bred the animals for their coloring, but as far as she knew, they hadn't tried to crossbreed with squid. Speaking of squid, from the dark smudges in the water, the sheep had attracted some friends. The sun hung high in the sky, so Allison had time to wade in and get them. But she hated swimming after the little monsters. Wet wool was the worst smell. "Fantastic," she muttered, pushing her sleeves up. She pulled some wheat from her pack and walked to the edge of the cove.
"What's up?"
came a voice over her shoulder. She jumped and whirled. Her best friend stood behind her, head cocked.
"Max!" she shouted. "Don't do that! I thought you were a creeper!"
He shrugged.
"Was I hissing? I just wanted to know what you were up to."
He leaned to look around her.
"Oh, sheep swimming again?"
She was torn between pointing out the stupidly obvious and telling him to get away from the water. She decided on both.
"Apple and Lil Prince got out again. I'm getting them back."
Max opened his mouth, but she continued, hurriedly.
"Alone, Max. Your mom will kill you if you go near the water again. And then she'll kill me twice."
He looked around with exaggerated focus, shielding his eyes from the sun with his hand.
I don't see her anywhere, and I'm already near the water.
He edged closer and dipped his toes in, eyes squeezed shut. Then he opened them.
Did I die?
Not yet, Allison said through gritted teeth. Just let me get them out of there. If you want to help, go check their pen or something. Figure out why they got out again. Max took another step into the water, watching the animals splash around. Allison had to admit, the sheep did look like they were having the time of their lives in the cove. A squid had definitely joined them, its tentacles waving in and out of the water alongside the sheep's brightly colored heads.
You know they like me better than you, he said. You need my help.
That makes no difference. They'll come if I've got food, Allison said, exasperated. And no, they don't like you better. But they did. It really annoyed her that the red and orange line of her family's flock liked her best friend and ignored her. Today was no different. They must have thought Max was coming to play with them, because the moment he was up to his knees in the water, they bleated happily and began to swim toward him. He hadn't even tried to get their attention with wheat.
Max!
Came a loud shout, and Allison winced. She didn't turn around. She knew that sound very well. Max's mom made it all the time.
Get out of the water right now!
She brushed by Allison without a word and ran into the water. Apple and Lil Prince bleated in panic and turned to escape, eager to get away from the rampaging, splashing monster that bore down on Max. The squid dove into the deep. Max's mom paid no attention. Max had barely begun to protest when his mom grabbed him around the middle and muscled him back toward the beach. Max struggled.
Mom, it's okay. I'm not drowning. I wasn't going any deeper,
he shouted.
Allison needed help with the sheep. I will not risk losing you again,
his mom said, tears already forming in her furious eyes. She dumped him on the sand and put her hands on her hips.
You won't lose me,
Max said, but his last words were cut off with a grunt when his mom bent over suddenly and grabbed him again, wrapping him in a tight hug.
Did you forget I almost lost you already?
She repeated, ignoring his struggles. Allison looked away, embarrassed. In recent months, seeing others' families' closeness, even the weird closeness Max had with his overprotective family, made her uncomfortable.
And Allison,
Max's mom said, letting her son go and putting her hands on her hips again.
I thought you knew better.
Don't yell at Allie, Mom,
Max said, stepping between them.
She told me not to go. I didn't listen.
She should still take care of you. She's older.
By less than a year,
Max protested.
I'm 12. I don't need her to be my babysitter.
We will talk about this at dinner, you two,
she said, then pointed at Max.
Don't go into the water again.
Max sighed.
Yeah, okay. I'll go check the pens, Allie, and be really careful not to go near any water on the way. I don't know what I'll do about my spit, though. It's pretty hard to avoid.
He spat on the ground and then sprinted away from it, arms flailing in mock panic.
That's not funny,
Max's mother called as she watched him go, tears dribbling down her face.
I don't want him near the water,
she reminded Allison, as if she'd forgotten.
I know, Allison said. I don't want to be near the water either. But the pen broke again, and I had to get the sheep back.
Max's mom wiped her cheeks and took a deep breath. Composed, she looked at Allison, pity in her swollen eyes.
Why?
She asked gently.
Why what? Why do I need them back? Because they got out,
Allison said, blinking at her.
Why did the pen break? I don't know, but I do know the sheep get out, and when that happens, you put them back in. My grandfather had a stupid saying about it, something like, when the sheep get out, might as well raise mooshrooms.
Max's mom frowned.
That makes no sense. I meant, why worry about the sheep? They'd do fine if you let them go wild.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?